local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It looks like the 90s might be out of the way, but the rain is in the forecast. We'll get details with Dr. Bill coming up in just a second right here on Mobile Mornings. First, let's check in with Kane for traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons, towing and recovery traffic center, Atsco Road and Dunlap Drive. They've got an accident without injuries. Also, I-10 eastbound of the exit ramp of 15A near Theodore Dawes. They've got another one that's both without injuries. Traffic flow looks good northbound 65 if you're traveling up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 50 years, Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop has been an after-school tradition. Generation after generation has celebrated great days, good grades, and even a pick-me-up for that not-so-good day with a visit to Cammy's. After school or any time is a great time for Cammy's homemade ice cream. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell Streets. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the parkway inside Food Champ's grocery store, 2 till 8.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Hey, I'm Sean Sullivan along with Dalton Norwig and Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, and Kelly Finley has got headlines, and we'll do that right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Family and friends of Vigor High School student Patrick Crawford are mourning the loss of the young man killed while riding his motorcycle this past weekend. Pritchard police say a vehicle turned out in front of the high school senior while he was on Highway 45 near McDonald's. Crawford is being remembered as an outstanding young man, well-liked by those who knew him, and he always had a smile on his face. Crawford was looking forward to this Friday's big rivalry game against Blount. A GoFundMe account has now been started to help with his funeral costs. A message posted on the account says, quote, "On behalf of my friend Shannon Stewart, I'm starting a GoFundMe account for the unexpected tragic loss of her baby boy, Patrick Crawford Chris. We would love to give him a proper burial. The child was very respectable and well-mannered. He was a senior who attended C.F. Vigor High School. He was a starter player on the football team. It does not matter how big or small, any donations will be greatly appreciated." The two high schools have plans to come together at the rivalry game this Friday to remember Patrick Crawford. At this hour, this accident remains under investigation. Across the bay, a Daphne High School student was arrested after leaving school and making troubling remarks about a firearm. Daphne police say the student got into an argument on the school's campus, made a comment about a weapon, and then left class. Alert students told staff members and the school was placed on a soft lockdown. Superintendent Eddie Tyler says the student was quickly located, detained by the SRO, and an arrest was made by Daphne police. Superintendent goes on to say, quote, "This is a perfect example of the SRO and school administrators working together swiftly and appropriately to keep our students and teachers safe." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009, or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by Nurse Tell. They provided a caregiver caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009, alabamacaregivers.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at a Theodore apartment complex. Happened around 9 last night at the Hounds Run Apartments. A security guard at the complex tells News 5 a man was shot in his leg and rushed to the hospital. Toll opponents are expected to come out in force this morning as a crucial vote in the Mobile River I-10 Bayway project happens later this morning. The Mobile County Metropolitan Planning Organization meets at 10 o'clock. That meeting will take place at the MPO office on Beauregard Street. Also happening today, the mayor of Crestview will release a new initiative to fight homelessness in the city. A news conference is scheduled for 3 this afternoon at City Hall. It will soon be a crime to lie about owning a service dog in Alabama. A new law goes into effect September 1st. If you lie about a service dog, you could be fined $100 and be sentenced to 100 hours of community service. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report on this Wednesday. We start this morning in Auburn, where head coach Gus Malzahn named true freshman Bo Nix the starting quarterback yesterday. Nix won the competition over redshirt freshman Joey Gatewood as the two competed this offseason for the opportunity to start in Auburn's season opener August 31st against Oregon. 247sports.com reports that Nix will be the first true freshman to open the season as the Tigers' starting quarterback since 1946. And that's when single-wing tailback Travis Tidwell led the Auburn offense.
How about that?
It was a different game back in the day.
Yeah.
Nix's dad is former Auburn quarterback Patrick Nix. You might have heard of him. He's the current head football coach at Pinson Valley High School. That's where Nix played his high school ball. Last year, he set a number of state and school records. Bo Nix owns the state's record for total offense in a career with 12,505 yards and touchdowns with 161. 127 of those touchdowns came through the air. He was a five-star recruit picked up by Auburn, now the first true freshman to start a quarterback since 1946. One day after releasing the preseason top 25 rankings, the Associated Press announced their preseason All-American team yesterday. Led by Alabama with 3 players, the SEC placed 8 players on the first team. That's one more than the Big Ten. For the first team offense, Tua Tagovailoa was beat out by Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence is entering his sophomore year with the Tigers. Tua did get the second team All-American nod. At running back on the first team, you have junior running back from Wisconsin Jonathan Taylor and junior running back from Clemson Travis Etienne. At tackle, Andrew Thomas from Georgia and Walker Little from Stanford. At guard, Shane Lemieux from Oregon, Ben Bredesen from Michigan, and at center, Tyler Bidas from Wisconsin. At wide receivers, Jerry
Judy got the first team nod from Alabama. He's a junior this year. Also a junior wide receiver from Oklahoma State, Tylan Wallace. The all-around player on offense, Rondale Moore, a sophomore from Purdue. And at kicker, Andre Smith, sophomore at Syracuse. On the defensive side of the ball, you have a junior from Ohio State, Chase Young, at the first team All-American end. And A.J. Epinesa from Iowa. At tackle, the Auburn senior Derek Brown and Alabama senior Raekwon Davis. At linebacker, Alabama junior Dylan Moses, Clemson junior Isaiah Simmons, and Michigan State senior Joe Bocci. At cornerback, senior from Virginia Bryce Hall and junior from Stanford Paulson Adebo. And at safety, junior from LSU Grant Delpit, sophomore from Syracuse Andre Sisco. And the punter from Texas A&M is senior Braden Mann. So that's the All-American teams announced yesterday. And of course, that'll change over the course of the year when we get the postseason All-American team. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys signed linebacker Jalen Smith to a contract extension. It'll keep the former Notre Dame All-American in Arlington for an extra 5 years at a price of $64 million. That new contract includes $35.5 million guaranteed. Smith's story is remarkable. In his final collegiate game with the Fighting Irish, he suffered a significant knee injury that included nerve damage while he was trying to tackle his future teammate Ezekiel Elliott in a January bowl game against Ohio State. Many thought that Smith would never play football again, but after he missed his rookie season, he's now played in 32 straight games with 22 starts. Cowboys still working on contract extensions to three of their top offensive players, quarterback Dak Prescott, wide receiver Amari Cooper, and that running back Ezekiel Elliott, who is still holding out from the team as he awaits a new deal. In Major League Baseball, it was all about Freddie Freeman in Atlanta as the Braves' first baseman hit two home runs, four RBI, and scored the final run in Atlanta's 5-1 win over Miami. Here's Freeman's second homer of the night that gave Atlanta a 2-1 lead.
Swing and a high fly ball belted deep right field. Track, wall, gone!
That shot was Freeman's 100th RBI of the season. He now leads the MLB in RBI with 102 after last night's win. In some other games, Pittsburgh beat Washington 4-1. With the Nationals' loss and Braves' win, Atlanta now leads the NL East by 6 games. Philadelphia beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2. The LA Dodgers crushed Toronto 16-3. The Mets beat Cleveland 9-2. Anthony Rizzo hit 2 home runs, and the Chicago Cubs beat San Francisco 5-3. The St. Louis Cardinals scored 8 runs in the 6th and 7th innings to rally and beat Milwaukee 9-4. Seattle beat Tampa Bay 7-4. Oakland got the win over the New York Yankees 6-2. And the Houston Astros hit 3 home runs in a 6-3 win over Detroit. Just over a week and a half to go before the first college football games of the season. If you think you can pick games better than anyone else in the FM Talk audience, I encourage you to join the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. The link to sign up is at the top of our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065, or my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig. It's free to play. Winner gets a trophy at the end of the year. Just make sure you get signed up by August 31st. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Step up to GMC and get nearly $10,000 total value on a next-generation Gulf Coast Edition 2019 Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $58,530, offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $34,58 plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for details.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Take home your new Beautyrest queen mattress for the twin price of just $499, plus a free adjustable base. Visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to find your perfect bed. Hurry in for the best deal of the season at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the road at Atsco Road and Dunlap Drive. Also, I-10 eastbound exit ramp 15A. Both those accidents without injuries. Looks like it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. And again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no other accidents in the roadways. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured. They offer free estimates. Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5, 75 now at our studios. Heading for high just of 88, says Dr. Bill. Brain's probably part of that formula. More from him coming up at around 635 when we check weather. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Shores man struck by lightning last week has passed away. 28-year-old Christopher Heronin was struck by lightning while doing construction in a Gulf Shores neighborhood last Thursday afternoon. Authorities say that once he was struck, he then went into cardiac arrest. The family spokesperson made the announcement on Facebook saying they wanted to thank everyone for their prayers, but Chris has lost his battle for life. Quote, I ask that you please continue to pray for the family as they need your prayers. Thank you all again. We love you. He is in God's army now. R.I.P. A single vehicle accident has claimed the life of one person in Baldwin County. The victim has now been identified as 64-year-old Janet Kraft. According to state troopers, last Sunday, Kraft was traveling west on I-10 when her vehicle went off the road and hit a tree just west of Loxley at the 46-mile marker. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that Kraft was wearing her seatbelt. She was then transported to Thomas Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries. A 7-year-old child was also transported to another local hospital, though with non-life-threatening injuries. Kraft was from Foley. This accident remains under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey, doing great work in Mobile, Baldwin County's commercial residential properties. Anywhere you got junk, he can show up with the crew and get it gone. It could be up the creaky attic ladder stair thing. It could be in the backyard. It could be at a storage unit. It could be at your business. Wherever it is, you got junk, you need it gone. It's as easy as using your finger to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or typing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And once they get there, you just point at the things you want gone, and like magic, they're gone. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out today. Make that appointment time. They do give you an appointment time on a specific day. They show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, today, the Mobile Metropolitan Planning Organization. Yeah, you may ask, who's that?
Haven't heard of them.
You know, to be frank with you, as long as I've done talk radio here, I haven't either. I'm not going to pretend like I was down with the MPO.
That's saying something, too, because you didn't show up a year ago.
No, and I've never remember reporting on the MPO. But this is the Mobile Metropolitan Planning Organization. They look at projects for Mobile and decide whether we're going to do them and fund them. They're meeting today. There's 16 members of that, local mayors from Mobile County, county leaders, and they're there with some engineers as well to talk about these different projects. This meeting at 10 o'clock at the GM&O building on Beauregard Street. That starts at 10. There's going to be opportunity for public comment as well. More on the story. Let's go to our buddy Chad Petrie from News 5. He filed this report this morning.
Good morning. You know, one could argue there really hasn't been this much attention to a Metropolitan Planning Organization meeting in years, and it could be a very interesting meeting today. It appears that this project was pushed forward without local approvals first. Now, votes are coming from both the MPOs in Mobile County and the Eastern Shore. Mobile County's MPO meets this morning at 10. They're expected to vote on the transportation infrastructure plan. That plan includes funding for the River Bridge project. County Commissioner Jerry Carl is on that organization, has already said he plans to vote against it because of loud objections to that toll, but they want to find a way to not completely derail the project either. Political strategist John Gray says it appears this will pass in Mobile County due to a lot of pressure from the state capitol, but was less certain that Baldwin County would follow suit. They may vote against it. Now, State Auditor Jim Ziegler has already urged toll opponents to show up at this meeting this morning. That'll be here at 10 at 110 Beauregard Street. That meeting will be covered again by News 5 later today. Reporting live, Chad Petrie, WKRG News 5.
All right, so this is for the Mobile County side, and then, of course, Baldwin County will have its voice in this as well. So you heard a comment there from our buddy Chad Petrie that Mobile County Commission President Jerry Carl is voting against this, basically to defund the project as a way to slow it down, to stop it. We'll try to talk to Commissioner Carl later on today to get more on this. But MPO meeting at 10 this morning. People are invited to come and speak. I guarantee you that there's probably a lot of people who are going to come out and speak against. I don't know if there's many who are going to come out and speak for.
Yeah, and I think Chad just said it there, but Jim Ziegler, the state auditor, who's been on top of this for a long time. I'm not sure if he's been on top of it as long as FM Talk 106.5.
But he did the Facebook page.
He has certainly led the charge, and he's been asking people to show up, not just people, but opponents of the toll to show up to that meeting this morning and let their voices be heard.
Yeah, so the folks that are on the MPO board, the people that are voting today, you have Mayor Stimson, you have Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, Mobile County Engineer Brian Kegley, Mobile City Councilman John Williams, Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson, Jimmy Gardner, Mayor of Pritchard, Councilman City of Pritchard Lorenzo Barton, Mayor of the City of Chickasaw Byron Pittman, Mayor of the City of Saraland Howard Rubenstein, Mayor of Satsuma Thomas Williams, Mayor of Criolla William Criswell, Mayor of Bilobattery Terry Downey, Mayor of Sims David Baker. You have the General Manager of the Wave Transit System Michael Chin there, also Southwest Region Engineer with LDOT, Matt Erickson. They're going to be there, and they get to vote. That starts at 10.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A woman from Birmingham is charged with murder in Mobile after she was arrested by police overnight. 22-year-old Angela Johnson Evans was booked into Metro Jail at 12:45 this morning. News 5 is working to get more information about the murder charge. Students will return to class this morning at Daphne High School, a day after a student was arrested for making threats. Administrators would not offer any details about the specifics of the threat. Students at Viger High School are mourning the death of a classmate. Patrick Crawford, a senior at the school, was killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. Crawford played on the Viger High School football team. A statue to honor the late Pensacola News Journal editor-in-chief and historian J. Earl Bowden now stands in downtown Pensacola. Bowden was the editor-in-chief of the News Journal from 1966 to 1997. He died in 2015. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook. Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Gaffney. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump for canceling his visit there next month after the prime minister rejected any idea of the U.S. buying Greenland. Anna Stewart reports from Copenhagen the president's sudden reversal is seen as an insult to the Queen.
The local press are really focusing on the reaction and involving sort of the royal household, because you have to understand the U.S. president was invited by Her Royal Highness Queen Margaret II, and he has abruptly cancelled this trip on Twitter, so it's not going down particularly well.
Reuters reports a U.S. military MQ-9 drone has been shot down in Yemen's Damar area, southeast of the Houthi-controlled capital. A Houthi military spokesman says their air defenses took down the American drone. Walmart is suing Tesla, saying that several solar panels that Tesla installed on Walmart store rooftops went up in flames on seven of them, causing millions of dollars in damage. Pre-market trading pushing U.S. stock futures higher across the boards this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Oxford Economics says whether the U.S. falls into recession or avoids one is pretty much up to how consumers feel about the outlook. The firm says a healthy U.S. consumer in the face of intensifying global crosswinds is very encouraging, but with all the international and political storm clouds, confidence is important. Oxford says the key risk at this juncture is a deterioration of private sector confidence, leading to a self-fulfilling recession prophecy. Facebook is launching a long-promised tool that lets users block the social network from gathering information about them on outside websites and apps. Facebook says it's adding a place where users can see the activity that Facebook tracks outside its service. If they want, they can turn it off. The feature is now available in South Korea, Ireland, and Spain, and will be available in other countries later on. Crude oil up 62 cents at $56.75 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures moderately higher after stocks dropped yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another day where maybe we won't be as hot. I mean, we got rain in the mix today.
Yeah, we're going to see a pattern now in the next several days and all the way into the weekend of scattered to numerous afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures will be just about normal, perhaps slightly below normal because of the cloud cover. Any sunshine we get is going to be during the morning hours. So today, partly cloudy, at least this morning, and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high today should be around 88 or 89 degrees. Then tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off, just becomes isolated, mainly in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a little better chance for thunderstorms, possibly starting in the late morning and certainly through the afternoon, and the high in the upper 80s. And that's going to be the situation for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The highs in the upper 80s with scattered and numerous afternoon thunderstorms. And likely will continue Monday and Tuesday of next week.
All right. And then in the tropics, at least there's something out there to talk about. It doesn't look like much.
No, it's not very much. A few days ago, we had a little disturbance off the Carolinas and over the warmer waters of the Gulf Stream, and that disturbance continued to move northeast away from the U.S. mainland, but over the Gulf Stream, and it has actually intensified into a minimal tropical storm as it moves well out into the North Atlantic, but over the warmer waters of the Gulf Stream, or what we call the North Atlantic Drift, actually. And it's not going to last very long. Probably in the next 24 to 36 hours, it will drop back to a depression. And it may spend quite a few days just meandering out in the northern Atlantic. The steering currents are rather weak out there, so it'll just hang around for a while.
Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Tropical wave over the western Caribbean. Don't expect that to develop. And we also have a rather large tropical wave over the eastern Atlantic, tropical Atlantic. And it's trying to develop quite a bit of thunderstorm activity, and we'll continue to watch that.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk. All right, 6:37, we'll check in with Kane with traffic. Kelly's got our headlines and Dalton's got sports all straight ahead.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center, due to another accident, South Broad and 6th Street, also still there at Atsco Road between Dunlap and Battleship Parkway. Both of those are going to be without injuries. Wreckers are on the scene of the second wreck. Looks good so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Locksley, Alabama, they're the home of the High Bank Dirt Oval with the 602 Dirt Late models, the Pure Stocks, the Modified, Street Stocks, Bombers, and Stingers. Deep South Speedway, Saturday night. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:38 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Make sure to check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. Number one, you can stream us there anytime. Also, while you're there, you can check out online opinion poll questions, weekend schedules, weekday schedules. Also, three big things, top stories of the day, up on our website right now. Crucial Bayway Project vote coming up this morning at 10. We had talked about that, and we'll continue to give you updates on that. Also, President Trump acknowledges China policies may mean U.S. economic pain. He said, like a two-month recession. We ever had a two-month recession? And Daphne High School students arrested for threatening comments. Those stories and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. More news now with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you want to work for the city of Pritchard, mark your calendars because the city wants you to attend a job fair coming up very soon. City of Pritchard is looking to hire new firefighters, police officers, and public works employees. The job fair will be held at the A.J. Cooper Auditorium at 216 East Pritchard Avenue. It'll be Friday, August the 30th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Saturday, August 31st, the fair goes from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. You must have your high school diploma or GED, a valid driver's license, and must be able to pass a background check and drug screening. If you'd like more information, you can call the Pritchard Fire Department at 251-452-7817, the Pritchard Police Department at 251-452-7900, or the Pritchard Public Works Department at 251-452-7841. And don't forget to bring a couple of copies of your resume, and good luck. Retail giant Target is making some changes, and they're hoping their new grocery brand will be right on target. The Good and Gather brand will include 650 food products in September and 2,000 products next year. These products will not have artificial flavors or sweeteners. Target is banking on this being a multi-billion dollar business and its biggest private label. Target has seen solid sale growth in its food and beverage products recently, and they say they've been trying for years to build out its exclusive brands. And up until now, that focus has been largely in apparel and home goods. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Be visible. Be seen. Be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber on Thursday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Come by and say hi to all your friends from FM Talk 106.5. We'll be at the FM Talk Mobile Command Unit. Hope to see you August 22nd at Business Expo.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting at a Theodore apartment complex. Happened around 9 last night at the Hounds Run Apartments. A security guard at the complex tells News 5 a man was shot in his leg and rushed to the hospital. Toll opponents are expected to come out in force this morning as a crucial vote in the Mobile River I-10 Bayway project happens later this morning. The Mobile County Metropolitan Planning Organization meets at 10 o'clock. That meeting will take place at the MPO office on Beauregard Street. Also happening today, the mayor of Crestview will release a new initiative to fight homelessness in the city. A news conference is scheduled for 3 this afternoon at City Hall. It will soon be a crime to lie about owning a service dog in Alabama. A new law goes into effect September 1st. If you lie about a service dog, you could be fined $100 and be sentenced to 100 hours of community service. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Auburn names a starting quarterback. The Associated Press releases their preseason All-America team, and it was the Freddie Freeman Show in Atlanta last night. 6:44 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start this morning in Auburn, where head coach Gus Malzahn named true freshman Bo Nix the starting quarterback yesterday. Knicks won the competition over redshirt freshman Joey Gatewood as the two competed this offseason for the opportunity to start in Auburn's season opener August 31st against Oregon. 247sports.com reports that Knicks will be the first true freshman to open the season as the Tigers' starting quarterback since back in 1946. That's when single-wing tailback Travis Tidwell led the Auburn offense. Knicks' dad is former Auburn quarterback Patrick Knicks. You might have heard of him. He's currently the head football coach at Pinson Valley High School. Knicks played for his father's team last year, setting a number of state and school records. He owns the state's record for total offense in a career with 12,505 yards and also owns the state record for touchdowns with 161. 127 of those came through the air. Knicks was a five-star recruit picked up by Auburn and now the first true freshman to start since 1946. One day after releasing the preseason top 25 rankings, the Associated Press announced their preseason All-American team. Led by Alabama with three players, the SEC placed eight players on the first team, one more than the Big Ten. One player who was not on the first team but did make the second team at quarterback was Tua Tagovailoa for the Alabama Crimson Tide. The first team quarterback position went to Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, who's entering his sophomore season. Some more of the notable names on the first team. At running back, you have the junior from Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, and also the junior from Clemson, Travis Etienne. Tackle from Georgia, the junior, Andrew Thomas. At wide receiver, you have junior from Alabama, Jerry Judy, and the junior from Oklahoma State, Tylan Wallace. On defense, at tackle, senior from Auburn, Derek Brown, and senior from Alabama, Raquan Davis. At linebacker, the junior from Alabama, Dylan Moses, Isaiah Simmons from Clemson, and Joe Bocci from Michigan State. At safety, LSU junior Grant Delpit, and at punter, Texas A&M senior Braden Mann. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys signed linebacker Jalen Smith to a contract extension that'll keep the former Notre Dame All-American in Arlington for an extra 5 years at a price of $64 million. The new contract includes $35.5 million guaranteed. Smith has a remarkable story. In his final collegiate game with the Fighting Irish, Smith suffered a significant knee injury that included nerve damage. That occurred while he was trying to tackle his future teammate, Ezekiel Elliott, in a January bowl game against Ohio State. Many experts thought that Smith might never play football again, but after he sat out his rookie season with the Cowboys, Smith has now played in 32 straight games with 22 starts. Cowboys are still working on contract extensions to three of their top offensive players, quarterback Dak Prescott, wide receiver Amari Cooper, and running back Ezekiel Elliott, who is still holding out from the team as he awaits a new deal. In Major League Baseball last night, it was all about Freddie Freeman in Atlanta as the Braves' first baseman hit two home runs, four RBI, and then scored the final run in Atlanta's 5-1 win over Miami. Here's Freeman's second homer of the night, giving Atlanta a 2-1 lead.
Swing and a high fly ball belted deep right field. Track, wall, gone!
That shot was Freeman's 100th RBI of the season. He leads the MLB in RBI with 102 after last night's win. In other games, Pittsburgh beat Washington 4-1. With the Nationals' loss and the Braves' win, Atlanta now leads the NL East by six games. Philadelphia beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2. The LA Dodgers crushed Toronto 16-3. The Mets beat Cleveland 9-2. Anthony Rizzo hit two home runs, and the Chicago Cubs beat San Francisco 5-3. The St. Louis Cardinals scored eight runs in the sixth and seventh innings to beat Milwaukee 9-4. Seattle got the win over Tampa Bay 7-4. Oakland beat the New York Yankees 6-2. And the Houston Astros hit three home runs in a 6-3 win over Detroit. We're getting close to the start of the college football season. Coming up a week from this Saturday is the first full slate of games. By then, you want to get signed up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's free to play. Winner gets a trophy at the end of the year. Link to sign up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Just got to get signed up by August 31st. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown.
Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still working in action off of South Broad and 6th Street and an older one at Atsco Road between Dunlap and Battleship Parkway. It's a good ride so far across the Bayway. If you're traveling over towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Range Line, Halls Mill Road, Highway 90, no delays. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers this Saturday in downtown Mobile. For $30, you can sample over 70 different beers at 24 different venues. See them at BeerFestMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Look, I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Oh, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
All right, 652, FM Talk 106.5, 75 now at our studios, heading for that high around 88, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. On the way, the 2019 rankings for the friendliest and rudest states in America.
Great. Okay. I love stuff like that.
That's on the way here in just a little bit. Some of the things you would think would be in there are in there. Maybe a surprise or two as well. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you want to cool down while watching one of the hottest teams in college football, Frio's Gourmet Pops have just what you need. Beginning this fall, the University of Alabama says Frio's will be the official popsicle for the university. Frio's will have popsicle stands set up outside Bryant-Denny Stadium before the beginning of football season. They'll also have popsicle carts around campus during the 2019-2020 calendar year for all students and faculty to enjoy. Frio CEO Cliff Kennedy says, quote, "We're excited about this opportunity to strategically align our brand with Alabama athletics to grow visibility for Frio's while at the same time provide made-from-scratch ice pops to fans on game days." Frio's Gourmet Pops has a new headquarters here in Mobile and a location in Baldwin County. Heads up, Java lovers, PJ's Coffee of New Orleans is looking to make a powerful move in the Alabama market and help you start your day with a caffeinated jolt. The brand plans 3 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties, with the first to open in Mobile early next year. This will be the first PJ's location in Alabama. Company plans 45 locations across the state over the next 5 to 7 years, with 10 in Mobile, Birmingham and Montgomery, 9 in Huntsville, and 5 in Tuscaloosa. PJ's Coffee has more than 100 locations open, and they operate nationally and internationally. And they serve iced, frozen, hot, cold brew, and nitro-infused coffees, organic tea, and breakfast pastries. Franchise opportunities are also available. Just visit the company's website. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 654 FM Talk 1065. So, when you think about the United States and you think about how the people are in those areas, specific states or areas of the country, don't you probably have some preconceived notions, some prejudice about what areas are rude, which areas are polite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually think of the Southeast as being the most polite of all the states, just those southern manners. The Northeast usually gets the rap for being the rudest.
Well, it's not going to, this list is not going to help the Northeast, but it may mix things up when you think about the most polite areas in the country. Okay, so the website called Big 7 Travel asked its readers to rank all 50 states according to how friendly people are, and six of the 10 least friendly states are in the Northeast.
Makes sense.
Okay, so Nuevo York, New York, named the rudest state in America. But here you go. Here's the curveball and the pitch. Number two, Arkansas.
No. The Clintons did that. Maybe not just the Clintons.
The natural state, I think the natural state, I think that's their slug line. So they're naturally rude or something. Arkansas, number two. Delaware, number three. Massachusetts, number four. New Jersey, five. Then Washington State, number six. New Hampshire, seven. Nevada, eight. Florida, nine.
Wow.
Well, that's because all the people from the Northeast. As a Florida native, I can say that. I'm one of those rare commodities. I was born in the state of Florida.
So, yeah.
There's like 17 of us.
It counts as a Northeastern state, I think.
Pretty much. And then number 10, Rhode Island. There are not enough people there to be rude in Rhode Island.
I guess per capita, they're pretty rude.
not many of them, but oh, are they rude? Okay. So, no single area of the country dominated the friendliest states list. But here we go. Friendliest state in the United States?
Hawaii.
Minnesota.
Really?
Now, remember, this is the people on the website Big 7 Travel. So probably Minnesota ran a campaign to get, you know, their state
and they're
friendliest.
Basically Canada.
Yeah, so. And I've been to, I mean, I guess they're pretty friendly people. I didn't think they were rude, didn't think they were friendly. I like Minnesota, this time of year. I would love to be up there. It's a really pretty state.
Yeah, but if I was freezing my toes off 10 months out of the year, I'd be a pretty angry person.
Well, they probably did this ranking during the summertime. Second on the list, Tennessee.
All right.
South Carolina, third. Texas, fourth. Wyoming, fifth. Okay, I agree with all those.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, sixth. I guess. Colorado, seventh. I've got a thing with Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas is next, Oklahoma, and then Hawaii.
So no Alabama on the top 10.
Not the top 10, which was surprising. No Alabama, no Mississippi, no Louisiana. You know, you would have thought that would have been kind of a straight up and down the thing, but it's not there. But Minnesota, the friendliest. Yeah, I think Mississippi came in 23rd, Alabama 21st.
Okay.
But still, I thought we could do better. I mean, Pennsylvania, they say, friendlier than Alabama.
And Philadelphia, I don't believe that. Yeah, one
Pittsburgh,
second.
Probably not.
And Dolly Parton single-handedly bringing up the bell curve in Tennessee.
It's quite a bell curve. 657, we'll be right back.